I don't remember that we spent.
Welcome to episode 70 of Tales from the Dropbox. That was Nothing Din. The song's called Cobblestones. It's from the record In the End, which came out on Red Scare on February 17th of this year. It's also available from their Bandcamp page. Nothing Din kind of sounds like Stiff Little Fingers. So if you're into that old-school band, I think the vocalist here has captured Jake's vocal stylings. Anyway, those guys are out of San Francisco. It's been 5 years since their debut record, although those guys have been around for a long time, former members of Tsunami Band and Enemy U. Really good record. And we started off with Black Honey, who I've played on this show before. That's from their latest single, and it's the B-side. That song's called Cadillac. It's a preview of the record full-length debut coming out later this year, which is called Somebody Better. That came out on March 10th. Of this year, it's self-released. They're kind of a mysterious band, but they are going to be the next big thing in England, kids. They're getting pumped, and they're playing huge festivals. Those guys are out of Brighton, and if you recall, they're led by vocalist Izzy B. Phillips. We got a big show for you today, as they say in the business. This one's a little up-tempo, so I think you'll like it. It's driving music, so we're going to start everything off with Decade, and this is Anemia.
I couldn't catch my breath.
And there you have Redskin Girl. Song's called Mental Confusion, and it's from the record Mental Confusion. Those guys are out of Vannes, France. They formed in 2015. I don't know much about them, except that the singer, Elodie Ruiz, has got a pretty good voice, and that was self-released on their I'm Redskin Girl on February 27th. Before that, we heard Undo. The song's called No Sense to Call. From their self-titled debut, which came out on February 24th on Undo Music Bandcamp, one of those ungoogleable rock acts that I've been finding lately. They're a four-piece out of Glasgow. Album's kind of full hook-laden post-punk, and I don't know much I could say about them. Pretty good. Anyway, and then we start everything off with Decade. Song's called Anemia. It's from the record Pleasantries, which came out on February 24th, and that's the second LP from Decade, who are out of Bath, UK. What's really different about this record is they've dropped the pop punk, and now it's pure alt rock, kind of in the vein of Water Park, who I played earlier this year. So, as I said, we're trying to keep the pace going, so rather than me just babbling on, this will be a change of pace. This is DiCaprio, like Retardo DiCaprio. DiCaprio, and the song is called Black House.
It's gonna feel pretty real to know you were my first love. I don't care if it's the wrong way to live my life. People do this thing all the time. Let me take you to the river. We can stand at the side in the sand in the ticket. I want to meet someone who's like that. You watch me drink my water and have empty out bottles that'll sit on your car floor to be finished when we want more. You are gonna be an important person.
Well, there you have a pretty broad spectrum of rock, huh? We started everything off with DiCaprio. The song's called Black House. It's from the record I Went to the Mall Yesterday and I Got Sick. Came out on February 21st on Irrelevant Recordings. It's also available on their Bandcamp page. It's their debut LP. It's minimal punk rock with some stoner edges on it. I guess that'd be the fairest way to describe that. Next up on that set was The Obsessives. It's the song's called You're Gonna Be. It's from their second record called LP2. And those guys are out of Washington, D.C. It's a duo. Came out on March 17th on Lamo Records and on Cooking Vinyl in Australia. Record's beautiful, and The Obsessives are a really good punk rock act. And then we finished everything off with Circle Waves. Song's called Stuck. It's from the record Different Creatures, which came out on March 10th. And that's the second LP from this Liverpool rock act. It's much beefier than their first record, their debut, which was a huge hit all over the UK. That record was called Young Chasers, and it was all pure indie pop. This one's definitely a little more punchy, and that new record came out on Virgin EMI. Next up, horror punk act Creeper. This song is called Darling. For years. And that was Heart Like Lions. Song's called Get This Through. It's from the record If I Never Speak Again, came out on Tooth and Nail on February 17th. Those guys are out of Long Beach, California. And it's a pretty mainstream punk rock sound, really melodic. I liked it. Before that, we heard Can't Swim, records called Fail You Again. That song was Friend, came out on Pure Noise Records on March 10th. It's also available on their Bandcamp page. That's Berkeley, California pop punk act, and that's their debut LP. And shout out for having a female drummer. Her name is Andrea Morgan. So I thought it was pretty cool. And then we started off with the new darlings of horror punk out of Southampton. Sound a little bit like AFI, if you ask me. That band is called Creeper. The song is called Darling. It came out on March 24th of this year on Roadrunner Records. Those guys are out of Southampton, England. And they were Metal Hammer's best new band, I guess, of 2016. So I guess that Metal Hammer is not all rock and roll anymore. They've got a couple of really well-received EPs out. They played both the Reading and Leeds festivals last year. And so look for them. I think they'll probably make it over on this side of the pond. But you can never tell. This is the great mystery to me, is why some shit ends up on radio and other doesn't. So anyway, excuse the bad word. I got carried away there. That's my passion for finding new stuff that I think you should like to play. Anyway, I think you'll really like this next one. This band is called Dying For It, and the song is called Grace.
Yeah!
And that, of course, was The Wipers. That's Return of the Rats from the record Is This Real, which came out, I think, in December of 79. Might have been early 80 on Park Avenue Records. That was originally intended to be a studio project for Greg Sage out of Portland, formed in 1977. I think the goal was to put out 15 records in 10 years without any touring or promotion. And you can see that Greg is a pretty accomplished guitar player, and that sound that's on that record is probably the touchstone for what ultimately became grunge. And the only reason that anybody knows The Wipers is because Nirvana covered one of their songs. Before that, we had local act Wild Wing out of Los Angeles. The song's called More Room for Us. It's from the record Doomed to Repeat, which came out on Bandcamp on March 3rd. A little history here. Wild Wing played for Mr. Belding and Just for Fun concerts when they first started. Now they're becoming a pretty big thing. They've got a track on Save the Smell, a compilation that just came out as well, and I'll play something from that probably in the next week or two. So there you go. Pretty rockin', and I really dig that record. So Wild Wing, if you're listening, hey, give me a call back. I'd really like to put out the vinyl. And then we started everything off in that record. Everything off in that set with Dying For It. The song is called Grace. It's from their self-titled debut, which came out on Xerox Records. It begins with a Z. Z if you're from another country. And that came out last year on August 10th. That's only $5 on Bandcamp, and it's obviously named after the Vaseline second LP. Those guys are out of Redding, California, and they are a pretty active punk rock band in the area. So if you're in Redding, look for them. That'd probably be a really good show. Hey, we're coming up to the end of episode 70. I thank you, as always, for listening. I appreciate all the comments, especially you, Russell, who hit me up, and John, and a couple of the others that I bump into from time to time. I really appreciate that you're finding something new and enjoying what I'm doing. Anyway, for those of you who are not far and disconnected from reality and are only plugged into technology, you can get me on Bandcamp. No, you can't. Just checking to see if you're listening. You can get me on Instagram as Just For Fun Concerts, Twitter as JFF Concerts, and you can get me on the home of Tales From The Dropbox, which is at dropboxnotes.net. Anyway, we're going to finish everything off with a band out of Malmo, Sweden. Their singer is Carolyn Landahl, and I found this out as I was prepping this show that Malmo is the third largest city in Sweden, and it's right across the street from Copenhagen. So that's probably why Pink Slim Recordings, who this is released on, released it. Anyway, this is Hater. The song is called Carpet. It's from the record You Tried, which came out on March 10th. And as always, put a little wiggle in your walk. Hater and Carpet. Peace out.